positions.
Fire!
I just don't know why you'd ever want to bring back Cobra Kai.
We do not train to be merciful here.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is yours, Elias Roush. With me today is
Kelly.
Well, it's been a minute. It's been a minute, hasn't it?
It has been.
I think Hannibal might have just took us straight off the map with all the podcasting, but we're back. We're back, and we're not black, but we're back. And we're wearing black. All right, so what do we have today?
What is it? I don't remember what episodes, but it's like...
We're going to do the full season roundup. Full season roundup.
Wrapping up Cobra Kai.
You mean Cobra Kai?
Cobra Kai.
Oh, psh.
No.
Yes. Cobra Kai. Season one of Cobra Kai. Season roundup on YouTube Red. Kelly had joined me halfway through YouTube Red's Cobra Kai. I think it was probably 7, 8, 9, 10. And what did you think about the last few episodes that you saw of Cobra Kai?
I liked them. I thought they were okay.
I
won't be going back to watch the entire season.
Oh, really? Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, there's many things about the series that I thought that worked really well, and other things that were not so strong. You know, some of the acting was on the side characters was, you know, a little you know, but I thought the nostalgia grab, the father-son dynamics with each of the, you know, other sons going to the opposite sides kind of and fighting each other. Well,
it took me a minute to comprehend who was who and what was going on with who. And, like, I think once I figured it out, I was like, it's not that complicated, but it's really aggravating how complicated they tried to make it seem.
Right. Daniel and Johnny, essentially.
Yeah.
Sorry, I kept saying sons, but it's not LaRusse. It's not Daniel's son. It's his, who is it? He's training Johnny's son, and Johnny is training
LaRusso's daughter's boyfriend.
Okay, yes. Sorry. Yeah, it's been maybe a week since we've watched it. We just
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay, so yeah, it's. I thought that overall, this was a really effective style of, I don't know, storytelling. I thought these little 20 minute episodes that led perfectly into the next one. I wanted to continue to binge. This was an excellent binge.
Yeah.
Despite its flaws.
Yeah.
I thought that, you know, it was really easy. I thought all the high points, they led in right into the next episode. I was like, I gotta like, watch the next episode. I was not expecting that from a YouTube series. I've never even heard of a YouTube series.
Yeah.
So.
That's weird.
It's like, what? Who would have thought of that, like, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're gonna have YouTube series, and they're actually decent to watch. So, for anyone that hasn't gone and listened
to them.
Yeah. And anyone that hasn't, like, gone in to listen to the first podcast of the first episode, I think I can safely say this is a good recommendation to check out the series. I'm not sure if it's a full recommendation to get YouTube Red, though. YouTube Red is, like, maybe $10 a month or something like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Netflix account, but I don't know if they have any other content.
Yeah.
I do think that it gives you ad-free YouTube.
Yeah.
So, that might be worth it. If that's worth it to you, maybe check it out. But I think the show is effective, despite its flaws. Let's go into a spoiler section.
Mm.
Okay, so...
Try to remember what I can.
Okay, so basically, the bad guys win. The bullies... The nerds turn into the bullies at the end of the season. And they
fight.
And they run Cobra Kai. And Cobra Kai wins at the very end.
Yeah.
And they kind of go with the same sweeping the leg kind of thing. I don't know if you remember.
He does do the sweeping of the leg, but he goes with the same technique of hitting the kid in the same spot when he knows it's...
vulnerable.
He knew the kid's shoulder was messed up, so he kept hitting him in the shoulder.
Right.
Pretty much the same thing that his sensei had done.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though his sensei did try to tell him... you don't have to do that.
Right.
If you just fight and do a good job, you'll win.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid was a little shithead.
Yeah. My impressions of Miguel, they really shifted ever since he got in that little scuffle with his girlfriend and
at the beach.
I mean, yeah, he was drunk and there was a big misunderstanding and almost everything that led it was really contrived. You know,
yeah.
It was like, it just so happened to have, what is Johnny's son's name? I don't even know Johnny's son's name. I don't know. The guy walking down...
Michael,
I guess.
I don't know.
I guess. Yeah.
Tommy.
He was walking down the beach with the girlfriend at the same time. It was... And what's his face? Miguel had been drinking. Can we get a name check on him?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. I thought it was a little bit, convenient in some parts. I think that... We have some things probably gonna be set up with the girlfriend as well. We'll talk about that maybe in a minute.
Yeah.
With the karate, she's definitely gonna be a karate into the karate, like her father. Might have to go to episode 10 or something like that and check on the names. It's
on cast.
Johnny's son. Oh yeah, you're gonna have to go on. The IMD Bizzle. For most of it, I don't know how to describe what it was, because there's definitely a level of cheese. Like, some of the writing is way too on the nose. Some of it's, not even greatly acted. Hold on. I'm looking at the cast real quick. Got to get a name check. Robbie. God.
Such I was generic, not close.
Generic. Okay, so, yeah. Robbie was going down to the beach with...
And their name is LaRusso, not just Russo.
I know LaRusso.
I think I was just saying Russo.
What is the girl, LaRusso's daughter's name?
Samantha,
okay. So, yeah, these are very, at some parts, I really did feel like I was watching like an ABC Family special thing or something like that, like maybe high production movie. But other parts, it hit high levels of nostalgia that I haven't felt in anything else really, because they brought back the old characters. It kind of felt like the new Star Wars with The Force Awakens and everything. They brought Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher, and they brought characters from the movies in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Just like they're doing with this.
Yeah.
And so having these characters and seeing them kind of flip-flopped on their head, like we're seeing the bully and seeing how shit of a life he's had ever since he got whacked in the face 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And then
that
seeing...
Even though he was a child then, it ruined his adult life.
It's ruined his adult life. And, same thing for LaRusso. You kind of see how his life has formed. And he didn't turn out to be the greatest guy. But he's not he's not the worst, but he's also not the greatest.
He's an asshole.
So, I think that this has done a really good job of kind of putting us right in the middle. Honestly, they haven't put any politics into this, but I don't know if I would totally agree with Johnny's viewpoints. He's kind of a racist, kind of a sexist. I mean, yeah, he is.
Really?
All of these things. Like, I mean, most of this stuff was told at the beginning of the front load of the season. Like, most of the Johnny being an asshole was most of the first half of the season. Yeah. I do think that second half of the season is the stronger point. Everything past maybe 5 or 6, when Robbie is introduced as Johnny's son, I think really starts to flesh out his character as a individual. Because he's such an asshole to like his class. Even once he gets his dojo, he gets all his class like filled up. He's an asshole to everyone, and he's not really likable at all. And you don't really feel for him at all.
Yeah.
Not until his son is introduced. And I kind of felt more for his son than I did for him, Johnny.
Yeah, I would have felt. I would say I would feel bad. I would feel bad for the son before I felt bad for Johnny.
Right, right.
Johnny's been an asshole his whole life.
Exactly, and yeah, I just I think that this did a good job of introducing Robbie, even though I don't think, you know, everything's 100%. He's being cheesily bullied. Like, people had described the bullies in this as, like, 80s bullies. You know, people could just get away with assault, you know, just, like, beating the shit out of people right in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And this is, like, what's going on in here, and it's, people would have, like, their cell phones out and stuff like that.
Yeah, you couldn't do, I mean...
You can't do
what Miguel did at the beach, like, that would have been recorded from so many different angles.
Right.
On someone's iPhone now.
Right.
And, like, he would have been... He would probably wouldn't have been able to fight. They would have kicked him off the team. Da 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 da.
Yeah.
And
oh, they did record one of his fights in the cafeteria at one point. And
I didn't see that.
Okay, so they kind of picked and choose when they wanted to have the technology ready available, because there's some sometimes.
Yeah.
At the very first episode, Johnny kicks all a separate group of bullies' asses. I mean, there's so many fucking cliques in this cliques of bullies. In this entire school, they just go around kicking each one of these people in the ass. You remember the girl that the bully Mean Girls?
Yeah.
You remember she got jacked, like, her up. Oh my gosh! Gave her a front wedgie. No! Oh my gosh! That was next level.
That was bad.
Oh my gosh! I could feel that.
What did she say? I can't remember what she said.
She just kept calling her like. Overweight and just...
No, I'm saying the girl that gave her the wedgie. I can't remember. She said something like right before she did it. But she just straight picked her up by her fucking underwear right in the front. Like, brought her up off her feet. Right in the cooter.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, so...
I'm going to have to use that one.
Oh, my gosh. No.
I'm gonna punch anyone.
Oh no! You don't. That I've never seen that done on anything. Like, okay, so some of the action in this, I think, was done better than like Iron Fist, like the Marvel show. Like,
yeah.
The action was pretty good, even with the young kids. I thought that it was shot really well. It was entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
They did have some cheesy montages with Robbie and LaRusso.
Yeah.
But I thought it did. A decent job with, you know, giving them some exposition and, you know, some dynamic twist between them to give them some levity once they came into the fold of with Johnny. Once Johnny found out that Robbie was under LaRusso,
yeah,
was that not like intense?
Yeah,
and they always did that type of stuff like right at the end.
My thing was is
of an episode,
huh?
Go ahead.
Oh, at the end of an episode. What I like, the cliche. God almighty, too many drinks. The cliche thing that I did not like. They were just having drinks together, sitting at a bar. Everything was fine and dandy. He's giving him a free car. LaRusso is giving him a free car.
Right. Because his brother-in-law fucked up.
Just bought him, like, you know, however many rounds of drinks. Had him at breakfast at his house. The morning of,
I liked their dynamic. That one episode when they were connecting.
Yeah, but then he wants to walk in the door and be like, "This is my student," and instead of being like, "Dude, that's my son," it's the stupid cliche of like blowing up. Don't you ever talk to me again?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I fucking hate
it. Well, it was because they had been drinking and stuff like that.
Oh
and,
yeah, the cliche bullshit.
Yeah, they
drinking
like,
doesn't make
oh,
you act
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Drinking like.
There's plenty of people that have drank that much and not acted like assholes.
Exactly. cliche.
Cliche.
What the fuck? Edit that out.
Oh, I don't think I can now.
Why? Anyway.
Well, I just like that, I think that rolls back in with the cheese ball factor. I call it the cheese ball. It's kind of corny.
Yeah.
You know, the ABC-ness of it, you know, like, don't you ever talk to me again. And then they walk away before you can explain anything.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that was your son, you know. like
that would have made it,
usually it's one or two sentences that can really change the difference.
Yeah, like, hold on, that's your kid?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like, what happened in the moment he could have said that really wasn't...
It's like...
It wasn't that big of a deal to where he couldn't have still said that.
It's like A gets mad at B, So B gets mad at C. So C runs away.
Yeah.
So it's like, the, instead of having a conversation, you know, like, hey, I didn't know that, you know. But anyways. Yeah. Despite all that, I don't know why. I don't know why, but I'm listening to other podcasts. I'm hearing other things. I even hooked Kelly on for the last few episodes. I guess it's because it's so short and it really hooks you right at the very last second. Like, when someone's, like, right about to get punched in the face or something like that, or you think something's about to go down, they'll cut the episode.
Yeah.
Like, right in the smack middle. You're like, whoa, what?
I gotta,
like,
see what happens.
It's almost the equivalent of, like, changing the channel of, like, right at the climax of
something. But then the next, I don't think the next episode starts back at that.
It never did. I never felt like it did.
The next episode started completely different.
It had the climax. It was like, ooh, buddy. And then it stopped and went boom. And then it was like, oh, it's getting good again.
Yeah,
it wasn't quite a roller coaster, but it was like, you got really high, and then he brought you back down. And it didn't ever really hit. I guess sometimes it did have that good climax. Like, there was a couple times where you're like, oh, shit's about to go down, and it never went down. And then sometimes it went down.
The beach scene, it went down. That was a good scene, I thought.
Was that at the...
Because it was building up, leading up to the beach scene. The girls made fun of her, so they like... You know, planned a party before hers so that everyone would be at the party. What's-her-face got grounded for something, so she couldn't talk to Miguel. And so he was mad at her, and he was at the party. And
it was a lot of
she shows up to the party with a boy.
Yeah.
And then we got to see the girl get her front wedgie, and that was cool.
Oh, my God.
Little stupid bitch.
Yeah, she was terrible. Yeah.
Some of the like, rude... girls, though, like, their lines are so cheesy that it, like, makes me cringe.
Oh, it was to the point where these girls would be like, hey, this girl's a pig, everyone call her a pig, and then the entire, like, cafeteria would be like, oh, you're a pig, you know. Yeah. It was that kind of humor
shit that doesn't fucking happen.
Like, that never happens. Like, people are like, shut the fuck up, Samantha, or something like that, and, like, slap Ashley or something. I don't know. Like, they would not tolerate that in this day and age. And it feels like this was kind of written for, like, the 80s style. And I can't tell if they're doing that on purpose or not.
Yeah. I think back then it was like you went along with what the popular person said. Even if it wasn't going to make you popular, you went along with what they said because they were the popular person.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't want to get made fun of. Right? So, yeah. I mean, in some instances, I could tell that's what Samantha was doing. She was like, I didn't want to stick up for this girl because I don't want to get made fun of. But in other instances, she should have.
Dude, I hate that part of any fucking show, movie, anything. It's so fucking stupid. For one, they need to quit showing that.
Right. They hardly do these days. That's why I was surprised.
I mean, it's not that common now, but...
Well, they took some of those kind of tropes, but they also turned them on their head. They put the nerds and they made them the bullies, and they made them the winners.
She didn't go along with her nerdy bully boyfriend, but she went along with that little cunty blonde head girl.
What?
Remember when her boyfriend was being a bully and she was like,
and pushed her?
Well, he didn't mean to push her.
Once
she realized that he was an asshole, she was just like, oh, can never speak to you again.
But she's friends
with a fucking bitch the whole time.
Yeah, that's true. She was friends with a terrible person. And Miguel made an error.
Yeah.
A drunk error.
Yeah.
A high school drunk
error. And it's like blown out of proportion.
Right.
Fall to the ground with your hand on your forehead.
Oh, my back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Robbie's like, oh, that's it, man. And right then you thought it was about to go down. And it should have gone down.
Stupid.
It should have gone down right there.
This show is kind of dumb.
It was dumb, but it was enjoyable, right? It was like, it wasn't a train wreck that was dumb, you know? Because I've seen enjoyable train wrecks, and this wasn't a train wreck. This was like junk food, you know? It was terrible for you, and it wasn't good, but it was fun while you were...
It was fun while you watched.
While you had...
I love junk food. I don't think anyone would love this
show. Okay, some people like a blizzard or something like that, you know, in the hot summer.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Cobra Kai. I thought that it was an unusually effective series. Let's talk about the spoiler or stinger. Sorry.
What was the stinger?
Stinger.
Oh, actually, opening up.
Sorry, it wasn't the stinger. It was just the very last shot.
Reopening Mr. Miyagi's thingy. Is that how you say
his
name?
Oh yeah, Miyagi. Yeah, I was actually referring to the Cobra Kai guy coming back, the original guy that opened Cobra Kai.
Shit, I don't know. The bad guy.
Yeah, the bad guy.
Gotcha.
He was the abusive instructor from.
We're not supposed
the
to give
80s.
That. We're not supposed to shed light on that. We're not supposed to give a fuck about that. We're only supposed to care that Mr. Miyagi's thing is going to reopen. Who gives a fuck about Cobra Kai?
Oh, okay. Cobra Kai is going down. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be that. Like, that was an excellent spoiler in the way they talked about,
another fucking cliche. The bad guy thinks that he can come back because his student won, although now his student's no longer really a bad guy, and the bad guy gets to come back like,
I'm going to take over
get
now.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Okay.
Fuck out of here.
What do you think, do you think he's going to come back and just take over like that? He's going to be like, you owe me.
Does he owe him?
He can just make up a story, right? Sure. He can just make up something. But
you know what I did for you all those years.
But did you see Mr. Miyagi's studio opening up from a mile away? Because I felt like I knew that from episode 7.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of it except for 7, 8, 9, 10, and I saw that.
And you saw that coming from a mile away.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, I did think it was an effective spoiler. One of the best shots of the show, having the Cobra Kai instructor coming back. I don't remember his freaking name. He's all these.
Because he's a loser.
Because he's a loser? I think that they've laid enough groundwork for season 2 to have some really interesting dynamics. This show had, I thought it had some pretty good standouts among some of the flat characters, huh?
Do you remember the guy's name?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, everybody remembers his name.
John Kreese.
John Kreese? Is that his?
His name's John. His real name's Martin Cove.
Okay, so Martin Cove comes back to reprise his evil instructor of Cobra Kai, Kreese. It's just listed as Kreese over here.
His name's John.
John Kreese.
He's the evil teacher.
Evil instructor of Cobra Kai.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. That's, Oh, one more thing. They brought so much of the original cast back that I think this is what's really working for this series.
Yeah.
They even brought Daniel LaRusso's mom back. I remember seeing
Lucille LaRusso.
Yeah. I can't say enough good things about it. I would definitely recommend it.
His name's Randy.
Randy who?
That's his mom's name.
Oh, her real name. Life. Randy Heller.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's it was the '80s or whenever. I don't know when that was. I thought that this is a great series, and couldn't recommend it anymore. The one we already have. I'm trying to think of anything else that makes this thing just really effective, because it's not spectacularly shot. You can clearly tell there's a budget, but they still go to different places. They have actors from A-level to C-level, I would say. Some of the other actors, I think Robbie is a standout performance. I think that guy can carry, he can deliver some bullshit.
Yeah.
I could tell that he had some pretty terrible writing, but, he carried his own for first time I've ever seen him.
Who was it?
Robbie is Johnny's.
Oh, I thought you called him Randy.
No, Robbie. Do you have any standout performances? I thought Samantha was kind of stilted here and there.
No, they all aggravated me.
All of the kids?
Yeah.
The
Moon was probably the only one who I thought was like, because she barely had any fucking lines.
No dialogue. Well, I mean, I thought the mean girl was probably one of the stronger performances, but I think it might just be easier just to be mean, you know? Yeah. She didn't have much to flesh out, but
yeah.
Samantha was okay. I could just feel that she was acting, you know? Every time when her and Miguel were on the screen together,
yeah,
I was cringing most of the time. Yeah. And I felt bad, but I wanted to like them together. I just didn't.
Yeah.
Well,
you just didn't.
And let me think. Hawk.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that kid.
His acting was fucking terrible. It was during the fight. Almost over the top.
I didn't realize that's where that kid's performance was going to go. I knew you didn't see him in the first couple episodes.
Was he a dweeb?
He was a dweeb. You know, he wore like button ups all the way to the neck, like turtlenecks, like sat at the dweeb table. They had something called the dweeb table, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw that one of the dweebs making wisecracking jokes at the end, don't mm-hmm. you remember? And I thought that was actually one of the better jokes. You remember? I think
where he was like his real name's Darwin,
yeah,
or something like that. Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Introducing Hawk. And
it's Darwin.
His real name is Darwin.
That was hilarious. What was his name?
Oh, my God. I told you these names, they just fly right out, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I thought that one guy, the one nerd, was pretty hilarious. He just had some just random lines that just worked well.
Oh, his name was Eli.
Oh, Eli? Really?
Yeah.
Oh. His name's Eli. Oh, my goodness.
Start calling you Hulk.
I don't. It was that guy's name was originally Lip, and that's why he went and got that haircut. So that really worked for him.
Yeah,
and he took that to the next level.
Her name's Nicole.
Oh, the girl that plays the quote unquote heavy chick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I was about tired of all the fat jokes with her. I was like, okay, she's fat. It was fucking hilarious. It's like. There's plenty of other people that were, like, bigger than her and stuff like that. And it just didn't really make much sense that they had to make so much fun of her. And that was her one driving force. That was hilarious. It's just an outdated thing. I remember 2005 was, like, prime time to make fun of that, I guess. I don't know. Zach Galifianakis and what's-her-face. Melissa McCarthy kind of ruined the fat jokes for everybody.
Yeah.
They just keep falling all the time. It's like hilarious. But anyways. Yeah. It was a solid one. Please rate, share, subscribe. Lucky Dog Podcast. What?
Moon.
Moon. Why are you looking for Moon? She was such an insignificant character
Because of this picture, because of what her picture is when you're scrolling through the cast.
On the IMDb.
I'm like, I know damn well that
she's
such like a beginning actress, that like, I was like, I guarantee
she's a wannabe.
She has try-hard. An Instagram with every fucking headshot she's probably ever taken.
What if she's the actress best known? That's her first acting role.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I would believe it. It felt like that in some of them. I mean, she didn't have enough stuff to really have a fleshed out role, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to the season 2. I think it's going to be exciting if they keep up the same pacing. This was, I thought, really phenomenal pacing. I was never bored.
Yeah.
And almost to the point where you can go back and rewatch it, like, flawlessly.
I would not rewatch that.
Okay. Well, some people rewatch it.
Some people would.
Okay. Well, I really enjoyed the flashbacks, you know?
Yeah.
Of the original Karate Kid and, you know, how they incorporated the storyline with the one that's happening present day. So, thank you everyone for joining. Thank you, Kelly, for joining.
Thank you for having me, Charlie.
Oh, thank you, Marie. Find us on Twitter at Lucky Dog Podcast. Email us at theluckydogpodcast@gmail.com.
None of that matters unless you have balance.
Are you ready to learn the way of the fist?
Yes, Sensei!
Johnny, you and I, this, we aren't done.